Erlem Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. I am so excited for this one. We were building up to a potential return to the Premier League a little few weeks ago with Radlett's own chairman of the Brentford Football Club, Cliff Crown. And unfortunately, they didn't quite make it that day. But we are now just hours away from a second bite of the cherry. And the Moneyball team, Brentford Football Club, could well reclaim their first time back in the big time since, goodness me, I think you have to go back to the late 30s. It has been some time awaiting. Fulham still await ahead of you, Cliff. But goodness me, how excited are you, the team? And how are those nerves?
Yeah. Hi, Tony. It's obviously building up quite nicely now, just a few hours before the kickoff. We've been working very hard since we secured our place in the playoff final after beating Swansea 3-1 at Griffin Park last Wednesday when we said goodbye to the old ground.
Not a bad fantastic way to see off the historic time you spent there at Griffin Park, was it, with a epic victory in that one. Again, people mustn't forget that you lost that first leg. So we talk about the character of the Brentford Bees, and it was there to the fore that night. But again, what a send-off for Griffin Park. I know there were no fans, sadly, but that's always going to be there, isn't it, as a setting for a essentially semi-final victory.
Absolutely. It was a great occasion, despite the fact that the fans couldn't join us, but marvellous to personally for me to be there. We came out of the blocks, we were flying. One of my colleagues had said to me earlier in the day, I hope you enjoy the game. And I said, well, I'm not sure I'm going to really enjoy the game unless we're 3-0 up after 60 minutes. And actually, we were 3 up after 46 minutes.
So, a bit of a prophetic statement there. Again, we talk about courage. But in games of that tension, early goals can ease those nerves. Always we praise the BMW. Of course, with you guys, it is a whole team, a whole squad. It's not but three men. But there, the W, Ollie Watkins bagging his 26th of the campaign. As you say, early in the piece, 11 minutes in. Must have eased the nerves somewhat. And then there was no looking back after that in that fixture.
Absolutely. I mean, the three boys up front now, BMW, have now scored 59 goals in the in this season, which I think is remarkable for a front three.
Yeah.
And that, together with a really solid defence, only Leeds had a better defensive record than us, is why we're in the playoff final, and deservedly so. And now we have to just one more real hard push this evening, and the dream is almost there.
Remarkable campaign, as you say, on the cusp of returning to the big time. It would be your first visit to the Premier League and the first time in the top flight, to give you the actual facts, since 1947. Just exactly what would that represent? Set aside the money. I mean, Deloitte estimate potentially 165 million. It could go up to over 200 million over 5 years, according to their estimates. But setting aside the money, talk to me, Cliff, about what that would mean. Again, the culmination of a massive vision that's been years in the making. And more importantly than what it means to you and the Brentford team, talk to me about the buzz, talking about the bees around the town of Brentford, building up to this massive occasion tonight.
Yeah, the local fans are obviously very excited. We don't have a great record in playoffs, so there is a certain amount of trepidation. But on the other hand, It's the first time we've had the opportunity to play for a place in the Premier League. We've never played it there. Mm-hmm. As you said, 73 years since we were last in the first division. And in that year when we actually got relegated, we were relegated alongside Leeds. So the idea of going up alongside Leeds has a little bit of sort of poetic license to it, which would be very nice. But everyone's very positive. Mm-hmm. We've had a campaign. In the end, we had a very good second leg win over Swansea. And so it's a game of football. It can go any way, but we have nothing to fear. We've got, as you know, the BMW have been very successful. We've got a strong defence with a good record, great midfield. It's there for us to do it. And as long as we perform at our top level, then we have a very good chance of achieving a dream that, frankly, most Brentford fans would tell you was no more than a pipe dream. Mm. 10 years ago, we were in League Two, and we came out of League Two 10 years ago, and now we're on the cusp of the Premier League. Most fans would never have believed that was possible.
It just reminds us all of what indeed is possible when one commits to a big project, accepting that that isn't going to happen overnight, and that there are lots of slings and arrows of outrageous fortune that have to be dealt with along that journey. But it is a big night, and the job is not done. You mentioned there your less than stellar record in playoff action. Ninth times unlucky since 1990-91 campaign, losing in all eight kind of playoff bits of activity. I guess, though, for this, in this kind of winner-takes-all occasion, does all that history, does it stand for naught and is simply 90 minutes, maybe 120 minutes? It wouldn't surprise me if it goes to pens, knowing you guys. But do we just set it aside now and appreciate it for what it is? The curtain end to a very surreal season.
Totally. It's different times, different teams. It might be the same football club, but even then, the club today is very different to the club of even 5-6 years ago. So we've come a long way in a relatively short period of time, and you have to banish any negative thoughts and go into the game with a really positive mental attitude, which I know Thomas will ensure the boys have, and we'll be our absolute best. And it would be absolutely amazing if we could do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure many people will be rooting for you. You mentioned there Thomas Franks, the manager. Last time we spoke, and again, we've spoken several times, always admire his composure and his appreciation and commitment to tactics. He's a very astute man, he strikes me as. I'm fascinated to kind of get your take as an insider here of the challenges faced with this very limited turnaround time before this landmark occasion. Again, there's got to be that weird balance between rest, limited as it is, recuperation, but of course, keeping focus, keeping fresh. Just exactly how has Thomas been able to manage that tricky balancing act?
Well, as you know, Tony, we've been playing pretty much every 3 or 4 days since we came back from lockdown. And so there hasn't been a huge amount of training. It's been relatively light between matches. And you're right, getting the right balance between rest and training is important. And we've been able to do that and to do it pretty successfully. Obviously, this time around, we've had 6 days to prepare. And so it's a little bit more time to rest the bodies and recuperate, recover. And then a couple of really big training sessions. They're now done and dusted. And the boys are ready for action tonight. And we'll just be cheering them on from Wembley, hoping that they can do it both for the club, for themselves, for Matthew Benham as the owner, and of course, almost most importantly, for all the fans.
Absolutely. Again, we mentioned it, of course, it goes without saying there will be no fans at Wembley. I thought the FA Cup final was a great showpiece, but it was so surreal to have this giant amphitheatre empty. But again, at the end of the day, we are dealing with this and we are appreciating the fact that you are just now but one game away from the promised land. We mentioned, circling back to the fact that Brentford's record in playoff action is
less than dynamite. But again, I think you're dead right when you say this, and this for all the marbles game, that goes out the window. Does also, I guess, the form you have against Fulham previously go out the window? Burnford unbeaten in five versus Fulham, 3 wins and 2 draws, 2 victories in both fixtures in the regular season. Again, I guess I do understand that it is one game and totally different, but there must be that confidence that the players know each other very well. You know exactly what you're up against and you have done the business.
Yes, I think... I would say you kind of ignore those results because they were on a different time. But nevertheless, when you're trying to find those little edges to help you succeed, it does no harm to remind the players that we have played them twice and we have beaten them twice. We've not conceded a goal. Mm-hmm. We've got a pretty good record against Fulham of recent times, but it doesn't count for anything. Because it's all about what happens out on the pitch at Wembley this evening. And it's really important that if we can make a strong, fast start in the way we did against Swansea, that goal, as you said earlier, could make so much difference to us. It will certainly calm the nerves, breathe confidence into the team. And then it's just a question of what happens after that. So that's what we'll be hoping for. But if it doesn't happen, we'll play a patient game. Mm-hmm. We'll know where our strengths are and we'll play to those with a view to trying to win the match.
Absolutely. And again, the players are, I'm sure, very excited for this. And again, we talk about this project that you've committed to, and it is such a credit to you and the whole array of other very astute football men and women who've kind of organised this Brentford upsurge. But the last time we spoke, it's interesting, isn't it? Because we forget that whilst this is a wonderful culmination, horrible start to the campaign. And you know, the turnaround, the about turning fortunes, again, is a reflection for me. Because when we people talk about the Moneyball team and this and that, the singular thing that's always impressed me, Cliff, is that irrespective of all the other kind of aspects, it is character that is the chief focus whenever you're recruiting, scouting, be that from within or across the world as you've attracted. And that has come to the fore because after that starts the campaign, again, I think you were, you know, struggling against Millwall and after a really dire start from there to now.
Yeah.
What a turnaround.
It probably seemed like a dire start to many of our fans and those people watching. And the results weren't brilliant. We only won 3 of our first 11 games. And at that point, I think we were 17th in the table. But actually, when we looked at the matches, I think we'd lost 4 games, 1-0. I don't think we deserved to lose any of those matches. We weren't playing badly. We were missing some opportunities in front of goal and one or two mistakes at the back, a couple of lucky goals. And that's why we were... But I think what you have to bear in mind is that we brought in something like 9 new players last summer, quite a number of them from abroad, none of whom had played in the championship before. And so it takes time to gel. It takes time to get used to the frenetic pace in the championship. And in those first 11 games or so, that was all part and parcel of the learning process. And you're right, the Millwall game was pivotal in terms of our season because we were losing 2-0 at home with 11 minutes to go. And suddenly we scored 3 goals in those last 11 minutes. And that seemed to breathe confidence into the group. And from there, they really haven't looked back.
And what a campaign. It is just now a few hours away and it could well be a breathtaking end to what has been a phenomenal campaign. No team is individuals, but one individual from Fulham that I'm sure you're eminently aware of is Mitrovic. He was out for their playoff action in which they won on aggregate 3-2 against Cardiff. But 26 goals across the campaign, a very, very dangerous player. Again, I would loathe to highlight him as just their only weapon. They are a dangerous team, as you know. But, of course, he has to be watched all game because he's one of those predators, isn't he? He could do nothing for 90 yeah. minutes and then bag out of nowhere a bit of a special one in the injury time or something like that. So I'm sure you're eminently aware of the threat that Mitrovic poses.
Absolutely. His record speaks for itself. But it's interestingly matched almost identically by Ollie Watkins.
Absolutely. So
they'll need to be careful and watchful of Ollie and his performance. But, you know, both teams are full of good players. I think there's very little to choose between them. And so whilst we're more than aware of Mitrovic's excellent record mm-hmm. in front of goal, there are plenty of other players within the Fulham team that will be watching out for and making sure that they don't do any damage to us.
Absolutely. And again, it is the curtain fall of what has been a fabulous campaign, but a surreal one. 367 days, more than a calendar year since the season began. Very unusual, very surreal, but what a tremendous end to this surreal campaign it could well be. 90 minutes away, Cliff. It's there for the taking.
Absolutely, Tony, and we'll give it 110% effort. We will have prepared well mm-hmm. for it, and we just rely on the players to go out there, perform to the best of their ability, and we'll see where it takes us.
The Moneyball team of Brentford are bidding to buzz around in the Premier League for the first time in the most lucrative game in all of football. It is absolutely astonishing, some of the numbers that are estimated that could well net the winner of this. But 90 minutes away, Cliff, I know you're going to speak candidly here. The figures are astronomical. They are estimates, and obviously things are flux. But at the end of the day, I'm sure as a Brentford man, a man who's been there from a long time, seen the highs and the lows, setting aside all of those millions, simply the achievement itself of being that Premier League club must be worth all the money in all the world. Way more precious, I would say.
Absolutely. It's something that our fans, and we've got fans who've been mm-hmm. following the club for decades. And for most of that time, frankly, almost all that time, they've never seen any real success. And, you know, you've got to be over 73 years mm-hmm. of age to in the first division. So there aren't many fans who were lucky enough to see us in the first division. So for them, this is all a really new experience. Mm-hmm. To have got this close is in itself a fantastic achievement. So whatever happens tonight, it has been a remarkable season. Mm-hmm. It's been a fantastic effort by the team, and the fans are absolutely delighted with how we've performed this year. And even if we don't go up, they'll still come back and they'll still support us. They'll still say it was a great, great effort, and we'll go again next year.
Yeah, no questions about it. But of course, wouldn't it be phenomenal to have that first season with a new all-seater stadia welcoming the likes of Liverpool, Man City, Chelsea and all the other Premier League giants. Again, that element of poetry with the coming down with Leeds, going back up to the big time with them. It would make special, special stuff. And for me and all of Verum Sports, we are wishing all the best to you for this 90 minutes away from a return to the top flight, the first time ever in a Premier League. Wishing you well, Cliff. Thanks as always for your time and your wonderful candor.
Thanks, Tony. We'll be working really hard to achieve the dream that we have set for ourselves over the last few years. So we'll do our very best.
Every now and again, dreams do come true, and it could well come true for Brentford. They are just a matter of hours away from the biggest game, perhaps, in their club's history. And we wish them every success at Wembley. No fans, but my goodness me, I suspect there could well be a fair few parties in Brentford over the coming weeks, should they do the business. And as Cliff says, it has been a stellar campaign. Just 90 minutes away, though, from sealing the deal. Cliff, again, thanks for your time. All the best to you and all the players. Good luck.